Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Chime, I like it.
802 text request there. Oh. I think in honor of me being ornery this morning.
Oh, interesting.
Probably so 602.
You got the request, and you didn't tell them to shut up like you were telling the rest of the listeners at the start of the show this morning?
Nope, just certain people agitate me, that's all.
Okay.
Off air, he was saying you guys need to know your place. I don't know.
Okay, nope, I think you confused me for the Jelani Tavai drop. Uh-huh. That wasn't me.
I thought it was interesting in the Mike Giardi piece, which dropped yesterday, that a member of the New England Patriots coaching staff, who will remain anonymous, went so far as to say that Jelani Tavai's comments on this radio show last Friday were "quote unquote" crazy.
Sometimes they just gotta know their place.
That they all felt like they were crazy.
You know what that story showed me, Greg, and it was a great find by you. Thank you for sending it yesterday. Was that it really crystallizes what we've been thinking, which is if Gerard Mayo is like this with all of us. The Gerard Mayo we get to see, which is on Mondays, on Wednesdays, post-game, whatever, that was constantly saying one thing, doing another, cleaning it up. It would stand to reason that that was what he was like in some way with his players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that would create the mixed messaging that the Giardi story got to as well, that players didn't really know what direction they were heading because he was so often clarifying or changing.
Well, Courtney, they're not qualified to do what Mayo is doing.
Courtney had said it from Jump Street. When did you talk about the Ramondre and Gibson thing? Or was the Ramondre? No, but even at the beginning of the season, remember when he had the fumbling issues and then he played?
Yeah, that was like 3 weeks in.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, where he was like, well, you know, we're going to hold Ramondre accountable. And two snaps later, he was in the game. And you're like, what kind of accountability is that? And so if guys...
It's the friendship thing, and you've been saying that from the beginning, and I thought that the way in which all the players, most of the players responded to the way in which he was fired, and they all mention friend.
Right.
That's not somebody that you are putting all of the respect in, and you should be a little bit scared of your boss. Like, there should be a little bit of it.
Well,
that
I don't know. Wait till we get to my lead. I don't know if you can be a scary boss in the NFL anymore, but I do believe that the most damning part of that were the veteran players who were saying, you know, they lost faith in him when it came to his football knowledge and his coaching ability, essentially, you know. And when they were asked about when, they said in the spring, before the season even started.
Wow.
Felt like, this is a quote, felt like they were making it up as they went along. It was amazing how one day it would be this, and then the next, something completely different. And then another veteran player said, it became more about looking myself in the mirror and the guys in my room and huddle and saying, I'm leaving it out here for you, because I never believed we had an edge in coaching.
Wow. So they had no real plan, no real direction. It was unorganized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you could surmise that when the interview process is going on for coordinators and those who interview are suggesting that the discussions are light on football.
But do you really think Gerard Mayo was the one that was light on football? I feel like that was not a shot at Mayo. I think that was a shot at Robin Glazer and whoever else was a part of it.
No,
I noticed Bill has delighted lately in taking shots at Robin Glazer. Mm. I don't know what the situation there is, but I feel like her power within the organization began to grow at some point, and I don't think Bill was happy about that.
Let me just say this. I heard a story that I've been told I can't share about Robin Glazer and the sensitivity about what's said on local airwaves. And so,
oh really?
Yes.
Okay.
Like they
we should say more then.
Yeah, I want Patriots Monday with Vrabel next year, so I will not say anything else. Yeah. But I would just say the Red Sox and Patriots are oddly becoming each other, and it's not good.
And see what happens when you and Bill talked about it with Bill Cowher. When you're not on the same page, because I think a lot of times when it comes to not really having a plan or a direction is because those coaches are all not on the same page. And if you don't have the ability to hire your own guys, you see things differently, right? Mm-hmm. You might be like Gerard, who goes, oh, I'm ready for Drake May to play. I see him playing. And then there's another coach who goes, well, we don't see it that way. And that's why I think it's super important that even if you hire Vrabel, everybody is buying into. I was going to do this as a lead,
well,
but I have another lead.
Okay.
All right. So I just kind of like the reason why I think great organizations or good organizations work is because the GM and the head coach are on the same page when it comes to philosophy about the offense and the defense. Yeah, and I'm talking about X's and O's and what type of players we're looking
for. Yes, one of them has to be the boss. Like, you can't have the equal power thing. It never works. Mm-hmm. And so one of them has to be the boss. And so I think that Mike Vrabel coming in here has his own people that he trusts. He's going to bring them in. Elliot Wolf is going to move back to a role where he's grabbing the coffee or the donuts or whatever, running and getting things off of the fax machine, whatever is required, and that's the way it will work best, is one guy who is in charge of all of the football operations. But that is just me. All right. We got a lot to get to today, including this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
I like your lead choice this morning, the Rolling Stones and Satisfaction. Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing all right. Look, one of the reasons I was so ornery this morning was, in fact, because the Bruins got shut out yet again. And as our guy Scott McLaughlin of WEEI tweeted out last night, you may have been able to hear it. There were fire Don Sweeney chants at the TD Garden last night. And so I'm curious,
fans need to know their place.
Apparently. But I'm curious, though, if this will finally get Sweeney canned. Because earlier in the year, he already scapegoated the coach, fired Jim Montgomery, who was hired, by the way, 5 days later. 5 days later, in the middle of the season, was hired by the St. Louis Blues. And then you brought it, you promoted Joe Sacco to interim head coach, and he's done pretty good, but overall this team still stinks. The same mistakes happen game after game, time after time. They've yet to win a game in the new year. We're now a full week into the new year, still no wins. And so I look at this, and even if they sneak into the playoffs, but they get bounced in the first round, is this finally going to be the opportunity that the Bruins take, Cam Neely takes and looks at it and goes, sorry, Don, we got to move in a different direction?
I mean, this team, the way they are composed and the way they are playing right now, can you act?
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Actually see them advancing past the first round of the playoffs?
I cannot. You can barely see them getting into the playoffs.
I cannot. So it's either a lack of effort thing or a lack of talent thing. And you've tried shuffling the coaches up, and that hasn't worked. And so I think they lack the talent. And they have guys, you know, no disrespect to Brad Marchand, and maybe I'll throw David Pastrnak in there. They have guys who have been here for Charlie McAvoy for a considerable amount of time, and maybe they need a change of scenery thing or whatever. But you know, Brad Marchand is getting up there.
Right.
Like I, it's just, you might be right. It might be time to look at Don Sweeney and say we got to make a change here.
Yeah, because he's the one who is the clear. He's the person when it comes to the talent, right? He's the one who brings the guys in, and
correct.
You know, so that's if you feel like, you know, maybe he's going after the wrong guys, whether it was Zadorov or whether it was Elias Lindholm. Maybe those weren't the right guys. He's not doing the right job when he's evaluating the talent. We used to criticize Bill about that at times. So, yeah,
I mean, Zadorov did a great job running into the goaltender last night. I mean, that was
loves the penalty box.
That was perfectly executed last night.
God, I hate this team.
All right, Shime, thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Curtis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg. And I'm feeling very charitable this morning, and I will be honest and say great column in the Boston Globe by Christopher Gasper, who does an excellent job. And he gave me pause about my celebration of Mike Vrabel. And in part, he wrote in the Globe, Canning Mayo, who showed his Fenway Park-esque greenness with gaffes on and off the field in a shambolic season, 1 year into a multi-year rebuild, was the ultimate flip-flop. It should give Patriots observers serious pause about the judgment to get the next coaching hire right and turn this Titanic of a team around. Crowdsourcing decisions isn't usually a tenet of successful franchises, and too much of the infrastructure that contributed to Mayo's firing curiously remains in place in crumbling Fort Foxborough. Excellent paragraph there in that story. And I would just ask Patriots fans and the audience this. What do you need to see to reinvest both financially and emotionally in this team? Because we've seen Bill Belichick go 4-13. We've seen Gerard Mayo go 4-13. We've seen Cam Newton not make the playoffs. We've seen Bailey Zappe not make the playoffs. We've seen many different people come and go. Almost the entire organization has been purged. However, the crafts remain. That is the consistent. And whatever Greg and I or whoever else can yell about Bill and Tom, I feel like that does a disservice to the actual current state of the team, because neither are going to help it. And I find what the crafts are doing with Elliott Wolf still in his stead, with the organization going forward, with just changing, quote, the draft grading scale to be an insult. So I don't know. To me, if they bring in Vrabel and they give him the keys and he spends, I'm back.
Yeah.
But I wonder where Patriots fans are today after the last 5 years, because we famously heard the old coach talk about the Bucs and the Rams going all in. Well, they're back in the playoffs for consecutive years. Like, everything that Patriots told you about how to run a business has proven either to be wrong or partially accurate.
It's all about spending. That's it. Yep. It's about spending and being aggressive.
You got to get the right coach. I mean, you have the right quarterback. I think you got to get the right coach. But
look at Nick Sirianni, right? People didn't think he was the right coach. But you know what you did in the offseason? You said, we're willing to spend money and get a guy like Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley was available for everybody. There are going to be guys that are available, whether it's through a trade or whether it's free agents that you got to spend for. So you just got to be willing to do that. And once you start bringing in those established guys that we know can play, then you give your team a better chance.
All right. Great lead, Curtis. And we will find out, I'm sure, this morning how you feel about Curtis's question. What does it take for you to reinvest in your New England Patriots? You could leave a Hill note on that if you want.
On the Odyssey app. It's brand new, so just...
And we will play those back at 9:30 or so this morning. And we'll get to the rest of today's leads next.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at one-third of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.